Good evening and welcome, welcome, welcome. We have a wonderful show for you this evening. You are listening to the International Black Summit Blog Talk Radio. We have people from all over to discuss the relationships and how these relationships are building our communities. But before we get started, we always start off with our declaration. And we have Henrietta in Chicago. And Henrietta, would you be kind enough to share the declaration with our audience?
I'll be glad to, Jill. Thank you. The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Chicago, Illinois, February 27th. 2011. Atlanta, Georgia, February 27, 2011. Schaumburg, Illinois, February 27, 2011. North Jamaica,
New York. Oh, was that New York?
Jamaica, New York.
Jamaica, New York is here.
Brooklyn, New York.
Great. February 27th, 2011. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Henrietta. Well, first, for all of our listeners, I want to just let you know about the purpose of the International Black Summit. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. And to just let you know about some of the upcoming events that are coming up, you can always go to blacksummit.org and go to the events. We have a prerequisite March 19th in New York City. We have a share in Atlanta, Georgia on March 19th. There's also another prerequisite in New York, April 30th. And, of course, we have our annual summit event, which will be August 4th to August 7th. So we invite all of you to come and share and be a part of the International Black Summit community and, of course, to be a part of our annual event. Now, we have some people on the call. The topic of our show is we're talking about special relationships that affect African-American communities. We're going to also have a salute, of course, to Black History Month and, of course, our very own Claire Lyons-Devon. So we'll go more into that. But first, we have on the mic Mr. Dave Smith. And Dave Smith, we want to first congratulate you, Dave. He just got married on Tuesday. So congratulations, Dave, on your wedding and
Thank
your
you.
Life and your adventures and your new life. And I know that you're a guest of Henrietta's, and you're just going to share a little bit about what you, is it you and your wife that are doing for your community? Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes. I married my company CFO, and we've been partnered in this venture and other ventures for a while now. Yes. What we do with the company is DSC International. We recently changed the name to Designer CEO. What we do is we take products from concept to market. Not like an invention marketing company. I'm basically a company that actually we don't accept inventions, but what we accept are products and those things that we can actually take to market. And as you know, the black culture has such a rich history of coming up with solutions to problems, of inventing, if you will. And what we found was, as you guys know probably, that most of what happens in terms of invention in the black community leaves the black community, and many of them never get the credit to what they've done. God has blessed in such a way that I've not only taught this for 6 years at university, I've also been doing it for 15 years. And so recently, the that I wanted to talk about was Mary Hunter's project. Mary Hunter is a widow in Gary, Indiana. And some years ago, she came to the University of Illinois and solicited help for an idea she had. Well, I want to instill this also in our listeners, that God has put something special in each one of his children. He's put greatness in each one of his children. He loves his children. And knowing that, when I go after or with a project, I go on that. My faith is in God and what he's done. And so I look for those wonderful things that God has put into his children to be developed, to go to the market. To make a long story short, Mary came to us with a bad sketch. Now, understand, you don't have to be able to draw to come up with some good idea. But that bad sketch, I wound up, after making 20 prototypes of her project, I wound up going back to that quote-unquote bad sketch and measured every inch of that and used that to produce what's called Mary's marinating stick. I could not have done it without the measurements from that bad sketch. Now Mary's marinating stick is being sold in the number one culinary catalog in Germany, and it's the Germans have an exclusive, Hagengrauth company, has an exclusive in Germany and Switzerland and Austria on this wonderful project. Now, don't get me wrong, we had it tested here by Allclad and by the number one and number two restaurant here in Chicago, and it came through with flying colors. But I want to tell you something. Sometimes, and actually I'll be talking with Obama's people next week, what we can export from this country is innovation. And, of course, you have to own it, of course. But I found that much of the innovation is stifled here in America, but is welcomed overseas where they appreciate some finer things. And so that's what we do in the community. I do consulting. I do the same thing with fine products that I do with businesses. And I've got an MBA in strategic planning and marketing. I just have done a ton of stuff, worked for wonderful companies, Motorola, Crate and Barrel, Sears, and just done a whole lot of stuff in my life, praise God. And I wanted to share that with the African-American community, and now that's what I do. I take products from concept to market.
Wow, that is great. Now, you said this is from Mary Hunter, and it's a culinary. And can you just kind of, what does this actually do?
Well, if you go to www.marinatingstick.com, and what I'll do is I'll put a link on your website to it. This device, and we have the patent on both the apparatus and the method, it seasons meats from the inside while cooking.
Okay.
It's made out of the best stainless steel in the industry, and that's probably why the Germans really appreciated it. And it works first time, every time. So that's in a nutshell what Mary's marinating stick is. We sell them by the pair, and currently in Germany they're being sold for $41 U.S. dollars per set because it's such a fine instrument. So when you're cooking, no more dry turkey. You know, no more tasteless roast on the inside. You know, something tastes really wonderful on the outside, but has kind of a bland taste perhaps on the inside. Well, Mary's marinating stick fixes that, works first time every time.
Well, that is something. And to have, you said, just a rough sketch, and to now turn it into something where it's all the way over in Germany and it's was developed right here in our community, I commend you for that. And again, for all our listeners, that's www.marinatingstick.com. So stay on the line with us, Dave. We have some hands up. Again, listeners, if you would like to make a comment, please press 1 and you'll be queued in. We do have Ms. Tamara Young. Tamara Young, are you on the air? Okay, she might not be able to hear us now. Tamara Young, are you on the air?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hello.
Can
you
hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine. We would like for you, if you could just maybe share with us some of the things that you're doing in your community and just some of the creative ventures that you're on, not only with the International Black Summit, but with some other things as well, and, of course, International Black Summit.
Okay, great. I'm definitely going to start with the International Black Summit and talk about relationships in this particular community. And also, for me, that kind of shows up in all my other relationships. So for me in particular, a relationship that I'm willing to be in partnership with someone, or regardless if it's in community or if it's in business or if it's personal. The first thing for me is to, for me, first of all, is to get clear of what my vision is. So in particular, in the International Black Summit, I am a commitment for this conversation to expand in Atlanta and globally. So for me, in relationships, first of all, I stand in my vision, and I, not that I look for people to that has the same vision or something similar to it, but they always seem to show up. That's one thing I'm clear, and once I get clear what my vision is for myself, that I'm, people, things are always provided. So that's been my experience. In relationships and in my community. And also in business, do have a company called Transformational Property Services that I'm actually in a business relationship with Jill Van Leesten.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, for me, like the vision behind Transformation Property Services is and to provide housing opportunities for everyone, you know, and I'm clear what everyone means. And just to
and
be
what
a
location
resource,
is that? Would you tell the listeners what location that is in the country?
That's in Atlanta, Georgia.
Very
at,
good.
At
thank
this
you.
Moment. So yeah, so you know what works for me, in particular in this relationship, business relationship, is someone else to have the vision that I have, and we kind of hold it together. We do the work together, and we take it on together. And actually, this would be my first business venture. Like really looking at it from that perspective. So I'm interested and I'm excited to see how it unfolds.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Tamara, for sharing. And again, for everybody that is in Atlanta, Georgia, and I want to thank you again, Tamara, for sharing. And what I'll do is, if you don't mind staying on the line for a little bit, because we have another caller. 212-920, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening, everybody. How you doing tonight?
Good evening.
Good evening. Yes, thank you. Thank
you.
Definitely thank, I want to thank the host just for conducting the call, the forum, the program. My name is Issa Abdul-Rahman. I'm the executive director of the Farmers Boulevard Community Development Corp in Queens, New York. I actually participate in that effort along with Glenn Greenwich, matter of fact, you know, one of the hosts on the call. And it's an exciting endeavor. You know, bottom line, it's an effort to revitalize a retail corridor in Southeast Queens, but it has such a larger context and connotation than that. You know, Southeast Queens, the area where we serve, you know, boasts of one of the highest rates of home ownership amongst African Americans throughout the whole nation, really. You know, but in the past couple of years, it has also experienced some of the highest rates of foreclosure. And so what you have there is quite a paradox. You know, you have a bleeding of wealth from the black community, and a lot of it is due to predatory lending. Some of it is due to the fact that so many homeowners in that community are aging. You know, they're reaching into their senior years to where it's, you know, harder and harder to manage some of these, just the ins and outs of managing a property. And so what we've seen on Farmers Boulevard, which is one of the main streets that services that area in Southeast Queens, is disinvestment. You know, businesses, small businesses that are closing down, banks that are not lending to the businesses because they just see the community as a pitfall. And so we've begun an effort a couple of years ago to revitalize that community economically by focusing on Farmers Boulevard, largely also because it has such a history of hip-hop culture and jazz heritage. So there's a lot of elements there from its past that we're trying to revive and create a vibrant and renewed economic and cultural experience there on Farmers. The challenge that we've had is indeed, you know, a shortage of hands on deck, a shortage of talent coming to the table to really participate in making this thing happen. We've been fortunate to have Glenn Greenwich, Sister Almitra Gasper, and a few others that have really been in this, but we need more. We definitely need more. We would love to engage people from outside of the New York community, but we certainly want some foot soldiers, if you will, right here on the ground, some folks that are local to Queens and local to the boroughs and even Long Island. So if there are any listeners out there and hosts, if there's any way for us to put a call out and get some of these folks involved, I certainly would love to see that happen. I thank you guys just for the opportunity to share a little bit about what we're doing on Farmers Boulevard in Queens. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you sharing. And this is just so exciting. We have a lot of callers on. I know some of you are probably thinking, I could share something that I'm doing within my community. So, again, if you would like to share, please press 1 and you'll be queued in. Again, you're listening to the International Black Summit Blog Talk Radio Show. And right now we are talking about special relationships that affect the African community and how we're working together. We're doing a salute to Black History Month. And, of course, we're going to make an acknowledgement to our very own Claire Lyons Devon. Again, this is the International Black Summit Blog Talk Radio Show. Do we have Jerry on the line?
Yes, Jerry is in the flesh.
Okay, Jerry. We always start off right after our declaration, so I do apologize, Jerry, with a Kwanzaa principle. So being that we are talking about relationships within the African-American community, Jerry, would you mind sharing the Kwanzaa principle with our audience?
No problem. The name is person named Kuumba, and in parentheses means creativity, and it means to do a way as much as we can in the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited.
Very good. Thank you, Jerry. And that's in line as far as with our first three callers sharing what's going on in the community and what they are putting forth, what they are starting, and along, of course, in alignment with International Black Summit, what we are doing is putting forth an effort to improve our community in a better light, to make it more beautiful. We had a caller last week. He was, what was it, Glenn? He was putting the neighbor back in the hood. There's just so many creative things and so many things that we're doing as African-American descent, and we just would love for everyone to just share. We have a 847-732. You're on the air.
Hi, this is David Smith again. That's my number.
David. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, I want to get someone else's time.
Since he's back on, I wanted to also mention that Marinating Stick is on Facebook, so it does have a nice Facebook profile. So a lot of you listeners are out on Facebook, so certainly you can take a quick look at it as well as the website.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, again.
We're doing several other projects out of the Black community like that, of having them prototyped or manufactured here, and we hold intellectual property to them, and we export that type of item overseas where there's a demand for quality products. So if anyone's interested in signing up for, you know, talking with me further, they can, of course, either go to the Facebook or come directly to a website that I've set up. I've done 3 radio programs in the last 6 days. The website is designer, the letters CEO, that's designerceo.com.
Okay, designerceo.com.
Designerceo.com.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Joe, I'm actually going to put somebody on the spot. I've got a caller out there, 757-969. A school teacher and a friend of PEDEG. She was one of the cornerstone facilitators in terms of having PEDEG happen. PEDEG is People of African Descent Empowerment Group. Go ahead. You're live on the air. 757-969. Go ahead, please.
Okay. We've got some bashful folks out there.
He's probably on mute. Okay, we'll definitely come back. We can leave her mic open. We'll definitely come back.
Okay.
Well, while we're waiting for her to return, we want to definitely discuss and talk about, of course, Black History. This has been Black History Month, but of course we celebrated 365. Let me ask someone to put their phone on mute. Okay, we celebrate 365. So what I'd like to do is maybe if people can share and tell us what you've done this month for Black History and what your community is doing for Black History. Would anyone like to share from the radio team?
Well, certainly, yes. This is Glenn Greenwich. Jerry and I both attended John. Oh, we're getting a lot of interference there.
Someone's going to put their phone on mute.
We went to John Liu, which is the comptroller of New York City, had a African American History Month celebration event. And it was, the room was filled with all of the high profile folks from around the city. It was held at Harlem State Building, and we were privileged to be able to attend, and just were in the presence of an awesome group of Black people. The thing that I want to point to is just the fact that when we come together, the depth and wisdom and knowledge that's available is scary, you know, is the best way that I can point to. And we, as I said, we had a quite a good time and shared a lot
and talked a lot with some people, ran into some people we knew, et cetera, et cetera. But it was just a very who's who kind of a night to see the folks in attendance from all parts of the city, especially from Harlem. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Well, anyone else on the radio, anyone else in the audience, please hit one. Or anyone else on the radio team would like to share how they celebrated this month?
Well, good point. What I've seen is power, commitment. And that's what I took away when me and Brother Glenn was at the Harlem State Building. We were celebrating Black History Month. And the thing that we need to do, we need to commit to 365 days a year, days to do this. So that's what I get from.
Very good, very good. Thank you, Jerry. We have caller 404-693. Did you have a comment? 404-693. Did you have a comment?
Not in this moment. It actually was an accident.
Okay. Thank you. I'll put you back on mute. Okay. We have a caller, 757-969. You're on the air.
Hi, yes. My name is Althea Donnelly, and I'm a friend of Glenn Greenwich. I've been participating in the work for a long time and haven't been around lately. But anyway, so I called and asked me to talk tonight about what I'm doing in the community, and I'm a teacher in Virginia. I'm living in Virginia now, and I'm a teacher, third grade teacher. And the thing that we're doing for Black History Month, it's not part of the curriculum. Nowadays in the education system, they want you to teach to the test. So they don't give extra. You're not supposed to do anything extra. You're just supposed to teach whatever's going to be on the test, which I resent. But what I do is, for Black History Month, I have 18 students, and 17 are Black, and one is white. And the school is predominantly Black. The kids, I notice the kids are not familiar. They're only familiar with Dr. King, Rosa Parks. I can't think of the other couple of others, but they're not familiar with their history and so many African Americans that have contributed to who we are today. And so what I do is with the third graders, and I've done it with first grade, is I have them pick. I don't have them pick. I pick because they want to pick the ones that they know. So I pick different African Americans from the past, present, from the way back, slavery time, 30s, 40s, and today, when people who are alive today. And I give them each one, and we have to share. And they have to look up all the history of that person and why they're important in our history. And then they have to share about it. And they learn, and they're surprised at what they learn about that. You know, Dr. King was great, of course, and Rosa Parks was great, but there's more to our history than Dr. King and Rosa Parks, and they're always in the curriculum. And I just go beyond the curriculum when it comes to Black History Month, but I do it through the whole school year. I actually do it through the whole school, throughout the school year. So that's my contribution to Black History Month.
Well, thank you so much, especially being a teacher in the educational system and teaching our kids more than just the two, of course, that you mentioned. They were powerful and did wonderful things, as we know, but there are so many more. So we definitely applaud you for what you're doing for our children. And thank you so much for calling in and sharing. We definitely appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, again, for all our listeners, you're listening to the International Black Summit Radio Show. Glenn, did you have a comment?
Yeah, there was a 646-533 had put their hand up. Go ahead. You're live on the show.
This is Sawala Kesley from the African Center. Good evening.
Good evening, Sawala. How you doing?
I'm okay. How's the group doing?
We're doing great, and you're right on time, because what we're doing is we're sharing what's going on in the community around African history, and just tell us, why don't you share some of the things that you're doing at the African Center Empowerment Center.
Okay. Just for background information, we started as a result of the shooting death of two African-American males in Far Rockaway, Queens. And that sparked us to do something about the black-on-black crime, especially among our young men. And so that's how we started the African Center. And essentially, we have three program areas. Youth empowerment, that encompasses our after-school program, the mentoring program, the summer camp, and youth development and leadership. And then the parenting program encompasses the helping parents to help themselves, empowering them to help themselves and to help their own children and to become better advocates for their kids. And the last part of it is being a resource center for the community. Right now we play host to the Farmers Boulevard CDC, the Alien Black Association, New York Community for Change, and basically it's a flower house where different members of the community, different constituents meet to have different meetings and to engage. So essentially, those are the three program areas that we focus on.
Excellent. And Sawala is leading the fight for economic revival in St. Albans on the boulevard, but not just in St. Albans, really in Far Rockaway, St. Albans, anywhere that he is empowerment and growth. So just want to acknowledge you and thank you for all the work that you're doing in your community.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Glenn. We also we have another caller on the air, 917-558. 917-558, you're on the air.
Yes, I am. This is Oren. Good evening.
Good evening, Oren. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jill and Glenn and everyone on the radio host, and we have a lot of people out there in the audience.
Hi, Jill. What's up, Glenn?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Very good. I just got in, so I couldn't get on earlier. I actually, instead of going home, I stopped off in Manhattan so I can make a call.
Very good. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for doing that. So
yeah,
our topic tonight is what people are doing in the community and what people are doing in the community for African American history. For those of you who don't know, Oren is one of the players in the International Black Summit. He, like Althea, the school teacher from Virginia, was also very key in having PADEG, People of African Descent Empowerment Group, take off. There's another brother on the line, I see, that when he presses his button, he'll come up to the mic as well. But, Oren, give us an idea of some of the things that you're doing, the things that you're doing to impact your community and make sure to include the work that you're doing with your shop and the training of young folks and developing entrepreneurs. Go ahead.
Great. Well, I just started with this summit, as you started there, Glenn. So I've been a facilitator of the International Black Summit for the last 20 years, and during that time, we have done a lot of work in the area of empowerment and transformation with young people all over the world, notably in the United States of America, which include my children and some other young people that started the Youth Summit, the youth arm of the International Black Summit, and that was from the parents taking them to those to our initial meeting with the adults. And then they got empowered in being inside of that conversation of the International Black Summit that they decided to do their own summit. And that's been in the process at least 15 going on 16 years. So, you know, that's one area. Of course, our young people have gone, and we, the adults, have supported young people in Brazil, Ghana, South Africa, we're other parts of the world, Jamaica, and various few other places, England, and those places in empowering people in signing the conversation of the International Black Summit, and which is a conversation of empowerment and transformation, and particularly empowering our youth and creating leadership in the world through our youth. So we have, I can say we've been doing some really great work with young people in Kenya and all over the United States. Beyond that, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a hair naturalist. That's a person who do natural hair and train people, particularly people in the African diaspora, to wear their hair in its natural aesthetics. So inside of doing that, I empower a lot of people by being natural and acclaiming and empowering themselves by embracing their natural aesthetics and their natural beauty. So I think that's very, very key in terms of empowering our young people and adults in this case, and embracing ourselves and the love of ourselves and the beauty of ourselves. Unfortunately, I have an opportunity to train a lot of young people inside of that through employment, but also through training in the natural hair industry. So many of them have gone on to become international stars and experts in the natural hair industry. And most of them own their own shops and own salons, and, you know, they travel in Paris and England and the West Indies doing trainings and things like that. So I'm constantly working with young people inside of my shop, not just to do hair, but in training them to be entrepreneurs and leadership and education in areas of our culture, our traditions, and our story.
Excellent. Thank you.
That is great, Arn. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you for calling in. Again, for everyone, you are listening to the International Black Summit Radio Show. For information in regards to prerequisites, any meetings, shares, of course, our annual event, you can go to blacksummit.org. We invite you to go to blacksummit.org. Of course, this evening's show, we're discussing the relationships that affect, the special relationships as far as people working together that affect the African-American community. We're doing a salute to Black History Month. And, of course, we're going to acknowledge our very own Claire Lyons Devon. So now, if you would like to make a comment, we ask that you press 1 and you'll be queued in. You'll be on the air to share. And at this moment, we will now go into our very own Claire. And is Claire on the line?
I do not see her on the line, no.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to have Henrietta and Glenn spearhead this, but I just want to say, for myself being new on the team, Claire has been wonderful. She was the leader. Was it the last 2 years? The past 2 years, the leader of the.
Yes, the last 3 years.
Okay, the last 3 years.
Yeah, three years.
And I had the privilege of working with her last couple of months with us. And she is a phenomenal woman, and I'm just so grateful that I had a chance to work with her and, of course, get to know her. She's still, of course, a part of the summit. She's doing some other things, but we want to definitely acknowledge her. And Henrietta and Glenn, I'll let you take it away.
Well, Glenn and... You know, Chicago had this, just to tell you a little bit about Claire and how she was as the leader of the talk show team, Chicago had this interesting political situation, or I should say the state of Illinois did, and it was all over the news and everything about the governor. And so I named Claire the governor in the midst of that, all of that political stuff, because some kind of way Clara would always figure out how to make it work. And I started calling her the governor. And she's just a really wonderful person, as you can see, because the talk show team is doing very well. The talk show itself is doing really, really well, and I just so acknowledge her for all of her input. You know, we had many, many conversations after the show, you know, leading up to the show, and, you know, the summit what's available in the summit is that it's a place to clear yourself so as to be able to hear what life is telling you. And so somebody's phone is ringing.
Someone needs to go on mute. Put their phone on mute. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
We've actually got Clara on the line.
Okay. Hey, Claire. Clearing is one of the distinctions in the summit, you know, and I just had a lot of wonderful experiences clearing with Clara and allowing, you know, listening to her coaching and everything. So it is just an honor to have been on a team with her, and she's still a part of our team, whether she knows it or not. we have not released her now, but she's just been instrumental in so many things when it comes to the summit conversation, as well as the talk show team. So, Glenn, I will turn it over to you.
Yes, we actually lost her. She was that ringing was actually me doing the dial out on the switchboard. So I apologize for that. Claire has demonstrated leadership passionately. She leads and speaks very softly and lovingly and caringly and nurturing. And her style of leadership has really enabled us to grow and to expand and to really be fully in presence in the conversation of grace and ease, because that's who she is and that's who she is as a leader. And so it has been my honor and privilege to work with Clara and to acknowledge her for the tremendous work that she's done in moving the talk show team forward and to really establishing a beachhead for us to now to, you know, a legacy for us to be on the shoulders of. So, Clara, even though you're not here with us on this call tonight, we love you, we thank you, we thank your leadership, and we acknowledge the pleasantry and the privilege we had to work with you. And we're looking for some more fun times.
Right. Right.
Would it be okay for me to acknowledge Claire?
Of course. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. You know, being part of the International Black Summit, I've had the opportunity to be in Claire's presence for a number of years. And she is an extraordinary person, a very loving, nurturing person, and also someone that really is, she does everything with a lot of impeccability. It's like she's impeccable with everything that she does. And she brings a lot of dignity and honor and trust and trustworthiness to everything that she does. That's been my experience of her. And definitely a space of leadership. She has demonstrated to be a leader in many areas. And even the way the talk show, the radio talk show team has, and the whole space that you guys have
created over the last few years has definitely been part of her, because of her leadership. And, you know, of course, you're all leaders. But I know for sure she was a stand for the space of the talk show, and she took it on and have brought it just far. So I just want to acknowledge the great work that Clara has done over the years, inside the summit, outside the summit, on the talk show, and, you know, as a wife and, you know, sister, you know, daughter. I think I've had the opportunity to meet many people, her mother and these things. So I know it's just wonderful to know that she, to acknowledge her and to be able to share the space with her on so many occasions. And thank you, Claire, for your great, great leadership. I'm looking forward to continue being in that space of your leadership for many, 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 many more years to come.
Thanks, Owen.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Owen. Appreciate that. Henrietta?
Yeah. Well, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and you're on tonight with Jill as your host in Atlanta. Glenn is in New York. Jill is in New York. I'm in Chicago. I'm Henrietta. And we want to invite you to our website, blacksummit.org. And there you can read our declaration. Find yourself. And we really invite our guests tonight to go to blacksummit.org and look at the declaration and find out where you are. Or for the guests that we've had tonight, is how many places you are in the declaration. And then join one of our summit shares. We have summit shares every month in most of the major areas. And you can go to blacksummit.org and you can find a list of the summit shares or the prerequisites that are occurring between now and August. Our annual event is in Chicago this year, and it is being held from August 4th through the 7th, which is a Thursday through Sunday. And you do need to be present for all 4 days, all day long, unless you've attended a summit prerequisite before. You then only have to come in Thursday evening, but if you've never attended a summit before, then you need to be available from 9 a.m. on Thursday to about 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock p.m. on Sunday.
All right.
You will have a wonderful transformative experience. But go to blacksummit.org. You can register. You know, read the registration. You can email us at Talk Show Team. You can, all of that is on our website at blacksummit.org, as much information as you need. And, of course, we're here every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, you know, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And I think it's 5 o'clock, 5 to 6 Pacific Time, but we are here every week, and as we move into March, and March is, of course, Women's Awareness Month, we will be having some really strong topics when it comes to women. And one of our topics that, well, next week's show actually is part two of the show of A New Way to Relationships, and that's our guest there is Sean Wallace. He was on one of the days in February, but he's going to continue his work about a new way to relationship. And his theory is that women do not mature faster than men. You know, we've heard that all our lives, but he has some theory about that. Where the show ended before was abuse. And the abuse that men encounter with women, not the normal what you hear, where it's a male-on-female abuse. This is female-on-male abuse. So, you know, listen in, because a lot of his conversations are very interesting, and we just have a really great show prepared for you for the next week. Jerry is our major talk show host for the month of March. So listen in, Jerry has some really great shows prepared for us. You know, you hear Jerry, you heard him earlier talk about the Kwanzaa principles. And he's got a great schedule. So please join the talk show team every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And join us in Chicago.
Great. I actually want to put somebody on the spot. Area code 310-801. Mr. Byron Johns, you're live on the air. Come up and tell us a little bit about the things that you're doing currently in the community and your long history of community leadership.
That's a tall order. Good evening, everybody. I'm in Los Angeles, California right now. And right now, I think I work with Glenn and Oren and Althea and Fadaic in the early 90s until the mid-90s when we all sort of left New York, or some of us are still there. But in any event, what we're working on right now and with Glenn and Oren is the 90-day enhancement program, and we're just completing. In fact, tomorrow we complete our first 90-day enhancement program, which is really a project management support structure where people get to choose up to 5 projects and have a coaching structure, which is a 1-hour phone call a week, every week the same time. And we start out with setting goals and objectives, and people actually get to formulate plans. And what's different about it is because we formulate plans at work, we formulate plans with the people that we work with if we're consulting, and we work on everybody else's plan. But in the 90-day intensive program, we get to work on plans for our own lives. And we've had some really miraculous results with the participants in this first program. And tomorrow is our completion date for the first program. We'll be having another 90-day enhancement program that will begin in the spring. This one began in November, and what was really great was that, everybody talked about New Year's resolutions and working on them and bringing forth something in the new year. And when the new year came in this year, we all had plans. We had solid plans to move projects forward in up to 5 projects in our lives. And Glenn could share about what he's achieved, and Oren could share about what he's achieved. And we had some other people in Los Angeles and one other person in New York. And if you're interested in participating in the next 90-day enhancement program, it's just a really great structure for achievement. And if you need like some rejuvenation, or you feel like you just can't get it moving, whatever it is that you're working on, but I say that most of the people in the program have been working on their dreams and working on things that they've been wanting to move forward for a long time. And the program actually gets you takes you from a place of formulating those projects and structures and some practices and action items with them, and moves you to high momentum. So those of us who participated in the program are now in a high momentum state around the number of projects that we've chosen to take on during this period. And we're really happy about it and look forward to the next program and just to continuing, because I think it's a great contribution for us as African-American folks, or African folks, or folks of the African diaspora, having that kind of support structure.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Byron. And just for those of you who don't know, Byron and I co-founded the People of African Descent Empowerment Group in early 1990. So we actually started that organization, and it's gone through several twists and turns and morphed into an investment partnership that just recently, in the last 2 weeks, has completed, and we're looking for what's next, and we'll be having a call the third Sunday in March to actually take a look at what's next for ourselves. So there'll be some more information about that. We've got another caller 504-309. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
What you say, Glenn? This is Mr. Martinez from New Orleans.
All right. In the house. New Orleans in the house. How are you doing, sir?
Well, we kind of Well, we kind of disappointed in the white boy priest for coming down from Dallas, Texas, and telling St. Augustine, a predominantly black Catholic high school, that we cannot use corporal punishment to straighten out our black youth. And they had a town hall meeting Thursday night over there at the school, standing room only in the basketball gymnasium. And they had all the uppities and the lowities told that white boy, Archbishop, you know, you can't come down here from Dallas, Texas, and tell us what to do with our own black youth when you are there molesting those youngsters with your white priests. So there's going to be a lot of, like you say, a lot of fallout over this mess.
Well, you know, we should probably do a whole show and that whole conversation around discipline and you know, what we can do with our children and how do we manage our children in this new era. One of the things, I was at an event yesterday at Mr. Kesley's, Sawala Kesley, the African Empowerment Community Center, and what we were talking about is that the laws have shifted from when our parents were parenting us, such that we now have to be a lot smarter about how we manage and discipline our children, such that they're not out of control. Because the way the system has it now, it has our kids. There's no structure for them to be managed, and so we as the black families have to be able to work together, work with the teachers to make sure that we've got what makes sense in terms of moving forward. So you brought up a very important issue, and unfortunately we're about 3 minutes away from the end of the show. So we're not going to be able to deal with that one at this moment, but I wanted to let you know that we're going to look into having a show about that specifically. I want to give it back to you, Henrietta or Jill.
Okay, thank you. Just want to let everyone know that from 9 to 9:30, you can go into the Oxygen Room, and Jerry will be our host for the Oxygen Room this evening. And that number is 218-862-6420. And the pin
and that's
is 8, 7.
That's right now for Chicago people. It's 8 o'clock.
Okay. That's right. Okay. That's okay. Thank you. And again, that number is 218-862-6420. And the pin is 7974834. Again, it's 7974834, and the Oxygen Room will be open right after the show. We have 1 minute left. I know we have a caller, 917-558, but if you would mind calling into the Oxygen Room, we would love to hear from you. Again, you all are listening to the International Black Summit Radio Show, and we welcome you to come every Sunday. And what we like to do, of course, is always go back to the Declaration of the International Black Summit. And that last sentence, and it's what we did here this evening, is we declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Again, please check us out on our website at blacksummit.org and tune in every Sunday. Tune in every Sunday to share and be a part of the conversation of the International Black Summit. Thank you all so much, and we hope that you have a wonderful evening, and we will see you or hear from you in the Oxygen Room. Thank you.
Good night.
Okay, Henrietta.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.